Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, President of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen is more than 17 years a member of our Brain Trust. That makes her a truly original founding member of our Brain Trust. Karen, thanks again for being here. SBE Council, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. Well, we've been around, SBE Council, we've been around for more than 20 years, close to 22 years now, and we're advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to promoting entrepreneurship, protecting small business. We have over 100,000 members, and we are really just working on building a strong ecosystem for small businesses. And a lot of you know, Jim, what we focus on are policy issues on legislation and its impact on the small business sector. So there's a lot going on impacting small business and the regulatory agencies up on the Hill. And we're there at the table, you know, representing small businesses, sharing their concerns, and really just trying to hold these agencies accountable to small business. So we've got a bunch of new research and reports that will be coming out on all of our indexes, our tax index, our healthcare index, where the states rank. Please check us out, sbecouncil.org. Sign up for our e-news and get involved and engaged.
And be sure to follow the chief economist there, Ray Keating, who's another member of our Brain Trust. Some of the great research he's doing on the states, especially how the states rank entrepreneurially, and also your index, your voting index of members of Congress. Remind me the name of it. That's a huge resource for folks.
Yeah, our congressional ratings. Each member of Congress says they love small business, but this actually holds them accountable.
Right.
You can follow us on Twitter at SBECouncil.org or Facebook. It's Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council.
So check that out.
One of
the things that you guys are working on, you're joining other groups on, Karen, is there's something very scary going on right now. Folks, we talked about the FCC becoming a straw man for President Obama's agenda. The NLRB, National Labor Relations Board, is the same thing. And it's really out of hand. It's maybe worse than the FCC. And Karen, there's some frightening things coming out of the NLRB these days with regard to franchises. Tell us about it.
Franchises, but even independent businesses, depending upon sort of the definition, the change of definition that they come out with, the joint employer standard or the joint employer definition. And basically, the NLRB has long held that the standard deems businesses joint employers only when they share direct and immediate control over the terms and conditions of employment, you know, like hiring, firing, discipline,
right,
supervision, etc. So, but now what they want to do with this one McDonald's case and changing the definition, essentially, it would make practically all franchises and independent franchisers joint employers as opposed to independent businesses. And this is purely political. It would be done to just allow labor unions to organize all these independent businesses, these local businesses, these franchise businesses, in more efficiently and do it easier. But, you know, Jim, this is really dangerous. It will undermine the entire franchise model.
This could set the economy back. This one thing could set the economy back. There's enough business being done through the franchise model in America that it could have a significant impact not only on the immediate economy but the future economy.
You're right, Joe. I mean, look at, you have these franchise owners, right? These independent franchise owners who put, you know, $50, $100, $500,000 into buying and getting franchises
right
off the ground.
And it's their business. They're basically just renting a model. It's their business.
That's right. And so you're going to say, oh, no, now you're really a manager. You're not really an entrepreneur. You're taking away the independence of that business owner to run their business. But not only that, I mean, this is the value of your business. So not only, so the future of franchising is in danger, And who's going to take that risk?
That's right. Developing the next French, the next McDonald's, the next Wendy's, you know, the next whatever. A franchisee can't buy a franchise unless it's been invented. And who's going to invent a new franchise if this NLRB rule passes, which I don't think it'll hold up in court, but it just creates a lot of mayhem. And it's another example, in my opinion, of the disregard that this administration has for businesses. And that's all there is to it. Karen, thanks for being here. Good job. Good report today. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of the people that I admire very much. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.